Hello, everyone. It is Thursday, the 8th of March. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com today. Here's a look at your sports. Well, Texas A&M's life in the Big 12 basketball arena continues for one more day. Didn't end last night. The Aggies beat Oklahoma 62-53 in the first round of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Dash Harris, Chris Middleton, they both got key three-pointers in the last 4 minutes of the game to help secure the win. A&M had led the Sooners for most of the second half, but Harris hit a three with 4:04 left to push a two-point lead to a five-point lead, and then Middleton got his tray with a minute 45 to go to expand the lead to eight. And the Aggies were hot from the free throw line. They hit 15 of 17, including one stretch where they hit 14 in a row. After the game, Coach Billy Kennedy.
Thought it was a great team win. Our guys bought into our defensive game plan of trying to limit them in the post. And this is the first game I think we've had four guys in double figures. We really shared the ball and made big shots when we needed to.
Yeah, Middleton and David LeBeau each finished with 15 points. Elston Turner scored 14, and he got 10 of those in the last 6 minutes of the first half. And Ray Turner came off the bench to score 12. Aggies take their 14-17 record against the Kansas Jayhawks, ranked number 3 in the country. And the Big 12 champions, of course, they come in with a 26-5 record. Now, A&M did give Kansas a pretty good challenge this season in two previous losses. They lost by just 10 in Lawrence and by just 8 at Reed Arena. Now, we'll carry the game for you right here on 1620 this afternoon, starting at 1:30. Also last night at the Big 12 tournament, Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 76-60. So Billy Gillespie's first season as the Raider boss is done. Oklahoma State will meet Missouri at 6 tonight in the quarterfinals. Now, before A&M versus KU, Baylor will meet Kansas State at 11:30. And after OSU and Mizzou, Iowa State meets Texas in the late game. That'll be at 8:30 tonight. Texas A&M women's basketball team opens the Big 12 tournament tonight. 7:30 will be the tip-off. They'll meet the Kansas Jayhawk women. That'll be in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. Coach Gary Blair talked about what's at stake in Kansas City as they look towards the NCAAs.
Well, what we could earn is by winning the tournament and getting back to a number 3 seed. What we could lose is dropping down to a 5 seed. We still got the number 2 strength of schedule in the country. We dropped 2 places to number 8 in RPI. We have played 6 teams that will go into the NCAA tournament, which will be Connecticut, Purdue, Louisville, USC, Iowa, and Temple. The others will be at large, and we got a chance for 2 more, UALR and McNeese. So the committee will look at that and say, my God, look who they played. That will help us.
Now, last night in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, not necessarily a big upset that Texas Tech beat Texas, but by 23 points, yeah, 81-58, the Red Raiders win it in the first round game. Also, Missouri beat Oklahoma State 72-68. So today in the women's tournament, it's Iowa State versus Kansas State. Then top-ranked undefeated Baylor taking on Texas Tech. And Tech stayed within Baylor, 10 points within Baylor twice this year. Oklahoma versus Missouri, and then the last game will be the Aggies and the Jayhawks. A&M beat KU by 11 points, both in Lawrence and College Station this year. We'll broadcast the game over on 1150 AM The Zone, starting with the pregame tonight at 7:15. Aggie Invitational Softball Tournament starts today at the Aggie Diamond. Liberty, North Dakota State, and Monmouth are in town. The Aggies are 14-7 as they host their third and final tournament of the year. A&M will meet Monmouth at 6:30 this evening, and then again tomorrow at 3, then North Dakota State tomorrow at 5:15. On Saturday, they'll play North Dakota State, then Liberty, starting at 3 o'clock. Well, good luck to the Mumford Mustangs. They'll meet Kearns today at 10 a.m. at the Irwin Center in Austin in the State 1A Division I semifinals. Mumford is 35-0. If they win 2 more games, they not only win the state title, but they would join 2 other Brazos Valley teams in history with undefeated records. Back in 1966, when they played a bunch of games, the Snook Blue Jays went 52-0. And in 1990, the Navasota Rattlers went 35-0. Kearns comes in at 24-8 today. The winner will meet the winner of the 8:30 a.m. game this morning between Chase Murphy's Fighting Tigers of Clarksville and Olton. The championship game will be played at 8:30 Saturday morning. Also tomorrow, Calvert Trojans will meet Roxton in the Class A Division II semifinal in Austin. 12 members of the 2011 A&M football team showed their skills at the NFL Aggies annual Pro Day yesterday at the McFerrin Indoor Facility. Participating in the A&M Pro Day were 2011 seniors Ben Bass, Eddie Brown, Randy Bullock, Terrence Frederick, Jeff Fuller, Cyrus Gray, Trent Hunter, Tony Jared Eddy, Coryell Judy, Taylor Randall, Lionel Smith, and Garrick Williams. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill, a projected first-round NFL draft pick, will work out with the NFL scouts later this month. Speculation already starting concerning quarterback Peyton Manning after the four-time MVP was released by the Indianapolis Colts yesterday. Let's first hear Manning saying goodbye to Indy.
I will leave the Colts with nothing but good thoughts and gratitude to Jim, the organization, my teammates, the media, and especially the fans.
Arizona, Miami, Seattle, Tennessee, Washington, and New York Jets have all been rumored as possible destinations for the future Hall of Famer. And Tony Parker's 32 points helped the San Antonio Spurs beat the New York Knicks 118-105 last night. Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili each added 17 for the Spurs. DeMar DeRozan scored 23 last night as the Toronto Raptors beat the Houston Rockets 116-98. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.